Paul Giuliano, Democratic chair for Bergen County, perhaps reflected the mood of the mayor's ball when he said he was glad he could join the intimate gathering of Nicholas Sacco's friends, which by conservative estimates numbered as many as 2,000, each of them paying the $150 ticket price to be there. The October 3rd event is one of two political gatherings State Senator and North Bergen Mayor Sacco holds annually, and it may be the largest of its kind in the state. Although held yearly for more than 30 years, many attendees treated this year's ball as a victory party, a celebration of a particularly sweet municipal election outcome from last spring, during which Sacco beat back a challenge by Larry Weinstein. Some people predicted Nick would win with 70% of the vote, but I was skeptical, said Sacco political guru Paul Swabinski. This was particularly true because of the numbers we had in the previous election. We had significantly higher numbers than we had 4 years ago. Nick's opponent spent a fortune and ran a vigorous campaign. It was nice to see us get an overwhelming result, especially at this point in Nick's political tenure. It was an amazing victory for Nick in May. Although billed as a mostly local event, North Bergen and Hudson County, the bash drew a number of regional dignitaries and best wishes from federal-level officials such as Representative Albio Sires, stuck in Washington, D.C. to deal with national issues. State Democratic Chairman John Curry was unable to attend because of a family commitment. Governor Phil Murphy, who sent his respects, was busy arm-wrestling with South Jersey legislators over a host of issues. But there was no shortage of power people to tout. In fact, thanking all the people who attended the event took longer than any of the speeches, something Sacco noted in his own remarks when he told people to get back to the food and good company because their ice was melting. State Senior Paul Sarlo made his way up to the Venetian in Garfield from his digs in Woodbridge, while State Senator Dick Cody made his way from West Essex. Secaucus Mayor Michael Goodley managed to navigate the nightmare traffic jam along Route 3 to attend, as did Hoboken freeholder Anthony Romano, Hudson County Executive Tom DeGies, and his daughter, Amy DeGies, chair of the Hudson County Democratic Organization, CDO. About 9 of Hudson County's 12 mayors also made the trip, including Guttenberg Mayor Wayne Zitt, whose fundraiser Sacco attended in September. Kearney Mayor Al Santo, currently struggling to get trash dumps closed in his town in western Hudson, was among the honored guests, as was the powerful but often overlooked Richard Turner, mayor of Weehawken. The equally tiny town of Harrison was well represented, sending its entire mayor and council. Freeholder Al Cifelli also came. Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bila and Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop also made an appearance, testifying to a peace treaty Democrats forged with Sacco over the last year. In early 2018, Bila and Fulop were part of an attempt to unseat Tom DeGies and to seize control of the CDO, only to be thwarted by a hard-fought political fight led by Sacco in defense of the DeGieses. This allowed Tom DeGies to retain the Democratic nomination for re-election to county executive, and Amy DeGies to become the first woman chair in CDO history. But Sacco was also praised for helping bring together county Democrats after the bloodletting was over, seeking to heal the wounds Hudson County Democrats are notorious for self-inflicting. While not all of those involved in the 2018 mini-civil war survived politically, Fulop, Bila, and State Senator and Union City Mayor Brian Stack have been welcomed back into the political family. Angelica Jimenez and Pedro Mejia, who serve in the State Assembly in Sacco's district, also attended, as did Assemblyman Nick Chiaravalotti from Bayonne. Pat Kelleher, head of the Building Trades Union in Hudson County, was among a number of union officials. Hudson County Sheriff Frank Schilleri was among the standing room only crowd, joined by a number of North Bergen officials such as Freeholder Chairman Anthony Van Irie. Nick asked every member of the Democratic Committee to stand up and be recognized, Swabinski said. That was a very special moment. Although Sacco before the May election was rumored to be winding down his political career, the annual ball this year suggested that he may be seeking to remain around for a while, despite a number of heirs waiting in the wings to replace him. For more than a year, The Hudson County rumor mill had stirred up possible heirs to the Sacco throne, tossing in names such as Van Eyries or even Hugo Cabreras as Sacco's replacement. But the ball may indicate Sacco is in no hurry to leave the political stage, and as that ancient mariner Odysseus, no younger suitors will be able to move him until he is. Sacco has looked more relaxed and refreshed at a number of recent political events in Hudson County, suggesting that he is still comfortable as one of the most powerful people in the county as well as the state, and sees his role as helping Amy DeGise in restoring Hudson County as a preeminent Democratic stronghold. This was not a night of presidential predictions. Individuals may have talked amongst themselves over which Democratic candidate they would support in next year's primaries, but the speeches were local, and there was a distinct absence in the crowd of any presidential hopeful or even their surrogates. Like all balls, this was a night to dress up, drink and eat well, and hobnob, and those who attended did just that.